Anthropic-led research is examining personality changes in AI chatbots. Though chatbots are designed to be helpful, harmless, and honest assistants, there have been documented cases of chatbot personalities deviating in an undesirable manner. Building on prior work which shows that personality traits can be modeled as linear directions in a model's activation space, the researchers propose an infrastructure that tests for and eliminates deviant personality traits in chatbots during training, fine-tuning, and at runtime. A Technology Review article looks back at the AI action plan put forward in the U.S. by President Trump. The current U.S. administration policy includes banning woke AI models from government contracts, loosening environmental rules to facilitate the construction of data centers, and withholding funding from states that implement burdensome AI regulations. Meanwhile, Microsoft, IBM, Dell, Meta, Palantir, NVIDIA, Anthropic, xAI are among the companies that praised the plan. Eight of the largest companies have already spent a combined total of $36 million on lobbying in 2025. Meta is the highest spender with $13.8 million and 86 hired lobbyists. Google announced that it will sign the European Union's Code of Practice for AI. This is a framework that guides developers to implement processes for safe AI, in alignment with the EU's AI Act, which takes full effect in August 2026. Meta, for its part, is refusing to sign the code, calling the EU Act overreach, and says that Europe is heading down the wrong path on AI. OpenAI has raised another $8.3 billion in funding, following the $2.5 billion raised in March of this year. The company's post-money valuation is now estimated at $300 billion. On the use of AI, mental health experts are worried about the use of AI chatbots by people for therapeutic advice. One danger is that the chatbot becomes an echo chamber which can exacerbate emotions, thoughts, or beliefs that users are experiencing. A VentureBeat article reports on the experience of Intuit MailChimp with Vibe Coding, using AI to produce code through unstructured programmer-AI interactions. The company reports a 40% increase in development speed but stresses that governance processes are needed to balance AI productivity to maintaining code quality and security standards. It also warns that while AI coding is good at developing prototypes, creating production-ready code is harder due to security requirements and complex system architectures. Finally, an InfoWorld article looks at how the cost of AI is pushing companies to build their own dedicated servers instead of using public clouds. The problem comes from the pay-only-for-what-you-use model. Not only does AI require expensive GPUs or TPUs, but many cloud providers have a tendency to underutilize hardware resources so that mission-critical AI applications can run on time and be resistant to surges in demand.